Hi, Jodie. This is a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on today. And it's a wonderful pleasure to see you. Lovely to meet you at last.
Great. Lovely to meet you too. And thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, that's my pleasure. So I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about yourself, if that's okay.
Okay. My name's Jodie and I'm the very proud mum to Mav, who is my assistant's dog. And he helps me with my mental health.
Oh, that's lovely. So for how long has Mav been your assistant's dog for now?
So I've had Mav for about a year and he's been qualified for about 2 months.
Oh, that's nice. I can really see the connection you two have with each other and it's so warm, kind and gentle.
Thank you very much. It is a beautiful connection.
Because me, myself, I'm an animal lover. I've grew up living with animals most of my whole entire life. So I know how it feels to be in your position.
Oh, that's very special to be here with a fellow animal lover.
Yeah, we all love animals, eh, Jack?
Yeah, including you two, Apostolus. I think you're an animal lover because you've got Bailey in your house.
I've got Bailey. He's a pest sometimes. Yeah, I know, but we love him.
I know that he's not allowed in their house because Kim says that he can't come in because they're rules and we still have rules.
Yep.
Yeah.
We should have.
No, this is lovely and we're really honoured that you could be here with us today. And Dan and I love working at the radio, so we work here. To give you a bit of background on us, we work here from 12 to 3 on Wednesdays, and I've been doing this last year since February 2021, and it's been working out really well. We've enjoyed it, haven't we, Dan?
Yeah, it's been good, and we're doing interviews pretty much every week like this, meeting different people. And, it's good to get to know everyone.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like when you have that special bond with someone, like, it really works. Mm, exactly. And at the end of the day, being here, one of the most important things that makes me feel comfortable is having friends around me who are really supportive and that can help support you in that moment. And what we're trying to encourage here is, you know, like focusing on the ability rather than the disability. Well, because that's what we have a saying and that's what matters to us the most as humans. We need to focus on the positives.
Exactly. So tell me about, you know, the connection. How did you come along with having Mav?
So I fostered Mav through Greyhounds mm-hmm. as Pets and fell in love with him. Mm-hmm. And I adopted him and then we started training, but it was very important to develop the human and animal bond before we did any assistance dog training. He had to trust me, I had to trust him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that bond has just grown and developed and been really intuitive. And I feel really supported by him and we really do trust each other.
That's amazing. Like, we know people out there have gone through their own issues, right? Like us, you know, we're lived experience of having mental health issues, but always you hear people that say, it's a way that a dog and an animal can really calm you down, you know, and give you that support. It's always.
Yeah, I think it's the way how you can connect with the pet and they can calm you down in every way because everyone is allowed to express their emotions deep and we all have moments where we feel like we're angry, we're happy and we're sad and we don't know how we feel unless we tell people. But dogs can sense your emotions.
Exactly, Jack. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they sense it.
Yeah, they definitely can sense emotion.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you love having Mav around too, Jodie. I can't imagine how happy it makes you feel.
It is happy, it's joy, and it's a lot of ability to give independence and freedom.
Yeah, and that's what we want at the end of the day. It's about focusing on the independence, being us as ourselves, as our own person.
I'm just interested in what sort of training, like, do they, because I know, like, there's obviously blind dogs as well, but they're usually Labradors, I think. But I've never seen a greyhound, like, what sort of training do they, does it go through a certain program? Do you train the dog or is it?
Yeah, so I went through an independent trainer, which means someone that's not associated with an organisation.
Oh, yeah.
And I did training that was specific to my disability and my needs. Mm. And also Mav led a lot of the training as well in his own nature and his attributes and his skills. And he, for example, will stand behind me when I'm using a teller or an ATM or a cashier and lean on me, which isn't something you can train. It's something that's in his nature.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we encourage that and nurture that. And he will also go before me in a crowd and create a physical space and a tangible area for me to enter crowded spaces.
Yeah, I really can understand that feeling of how it does make you feel, because dogs need to be trained for this sort of thing, because it's hard for other dogs because dogs have trouble learning. But with the connection that you and Mav have, it's very important in this type of day and even at night time. I mean, what else makes him so well behaved, can I ask?
It's a really interesting question. I think it's in his nature, and also he's not food motivated at all.
Oh, Jack, he's not for you. He's not for you, mate. Like,
unlike your dog, eh?
My dog is the exact opposite. She'll steal anything.
Okay, yeah. So we did almost all the training through pats and hugs and positive reinforcement and connection.
Yeah. Was it hard, like, going through that? I mean, how did it work?
Okay.
I think it worked.
It did work. Yeah, it definitely worked. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, but I just mean, what was it like getting through it?
It was challenging. There were a few setbacks. And it was the biggest challenge was taking him out in the general public. I wasn't prepared for the reaction of people. He became a bit of a local rock star.
So you were nervous first in the beginning?
I was nervous, but when people started pointing and saying there's a greyhound, oh, wow, an assistance dog, and what does he do and what's your condition, that was a huge journey to learn with the general public.
Yes.
And putting him off as well. Like I stroked him before because he's so cute. And he's like, you can't put him off. You know?
And we saw it before, like, you're not supposed to pat him and to distract him and stuff like that. Tell us about that.
Okay, so we find that we work best with less distractions.
Yep.
So if people aren't patting him or calling his name or trying to get his attention, we're able to do our job better. And I find that it's just a matter of communicating with the public. And also when people try and offer him food, at least he ignores that because he's not interested in the food and just keeps working.
Yeah, that's why he's so lean. Yeah. Hey, Jack.
Well, also, was he a race dog? Because a lot of them, there's ones that get like adopted were race dogs before, and it's like you save them from the race dog because you know how they're like not good to them after they finish and stuff.
So he was racing. He was racing up until January last year. He wasn't very good. Oh, which is good news for me because he got retired and then I was able to adopt him.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been really sweet.
Yeah.
It's
really
sweet. Adopting him. But I've got to say, a thing that I really admire him about, the Jody Morris, he's got the most cutest ears.
Oh, he loves his really ears being patted. Yeah, he's got gorgeous ears.
Oh, that's what Sheena does. Like, she loves having her ears rubbed. I was doing that with her this morning and she could not stop smiling at me.
Yeah, they love that.
I mean, I've got a question to ask you, Apostolos.
Oh, me? Okay. Let's go.
Well, it's about your dog, Bailey, actually. Oh,
God, yeah.
Well, is he really that misbehaved, even though I know he's not allowed inside? I mean, what other, like naughty stuff does he normally get up to?
You know, it rained last night. And it was
thunderstorms
and all that. Bailey's is terrified of that.
I just don't like the thunder.
He just goes. he goes in scare mode. Yeah.
You let him inside?
No.
Oh. Why is that? Just not for one night.
No.
My dog Piggy used to be like that. I didn't name him that before anyone says anything. It was my cousin's dog, but he used to be scared of thunder. But he can't, since he's losing his hearing now and he's deaf. He can't hear the thunder that much anymore. So we're finding the way he controls him feeling scared of things, he just comes to in to see my mum, but he literally follows my mum everywhere. Whether it's my mum getting dressed or just doing other stuff, it's just always following her. You know when dogs get attached to humans in that way, Jodie, and it's really special?
They do get attached, and they get attached to one person.
They do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you know how it feels, you know, going through all that experience with Mav. But Mav also seems to me, in my opinion, like a very well-behaved trained dog. But it's a pity she doesn't like food, though, but I can understand that. Yep.
Yeah.
But what's her favourite? We keep saying she. It's a he. It's a he, isn't it?
He's a male, yes.
Yeah. What's his favourite food when he does eat? Do you like treat him sometimes if he's good?
Chicken.
Or is he chicken.
He's definitely a chicken dog, aren't you, matey?
Yeah, because my mom's a cat person, so I'm not allowed a dog yet. But we got cats and they love chicken.
My dog loves chicken as well.
It's good. It's all right for them, though. Hey, it's not too bad. Protein, it's good protein. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Although I do like when it comes to food. No, this isn't pet food.
Maybe that's how he was trained. He used to chase after him.
Oh, my goodness. Hey? I'll leave that one right alone.
I also love when it comes to food, Greek food. You know, the Greek food you made for me and my mum when I went to your house. And it was what were they called again? Help me out.
A souzoukakia.
Yeah, souzoukatia. That's what they sounded like. Souzoukatia. So it's very Greek with the Greek accents, and that's it. So they were really yummy, and I really love hanging out with Apostolos. You know, he's taken a shine to me, Jodie, and he makes me feel happy.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a good team here. It's a whole IPL family.
That's great.
And it's great having you guys on board as well. Like,
yes.
And getting to meet you guys.
You loved your ear is rubbed, don't you?
He does love him being easy as well, so. I just wanted to share something with you guys.
Yeah, tell us.
I have support workers through the NDIS. And yes. I was recently doing an application to put forward to the NDIS, and the OT asked me the most unusual question, and she said, "What can the dog do that the support workers can't do?" And then she said, "What can the support workers do that the dog can't do?" And, you know, focusing on the positives, I was so interested in in my own answers of how the dog can help me in so many ways that support workers just can't. And I thought that was really special.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know what it's like struggling through all the NDIS because I've been through it myself. My mum's been through most of it trying to figure out how to get support workers for me, but... Yeah, you know, right. At the end of the day, it's like focusing on the positives. You can't predict what's going to happen next unless you give something a try.
So what did you answer? Because Danny and I are support workers too.
Okay, so, great.
So,
great.
Yeah.
So the dog's able to be intuitive into my emotions in a different way, and the dog companionship is 24/7. I don't have support workers 24/7.
Exactly.
And I often have new support workers, so I might have three new people in a week. And because the dog's there and the dogs are constant, I can receive new support workers better. And with all the trust I have in the dog, and if the dog likes them, it's like an instant rapport. And also the dog provides a really good introduction because it's something to talk about. It's something tangible. They can, you know, say hello to the dog because he's not working at home, and it's a really unique relationship with the dog.
Does he ever not like someone?
No. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he likes everybody if you ask me.
Yeah,
I know sure he's pretty friendly though. I love greyhounds and whippets. I wouldn't mind a whippet.
As I can see, it looks like he's lying down at the moment.
Yeah, Matt's fallen asleep.
What about walks, though? Does he, like, go... Do you take him, like, running or, like, walking? Or does he go for a run sometimes?
I take him walking.
Yeah.
And he loves walks. And I'm actually starting to run a little bit with him and walk a bit with him. And that's something that I would never have done if I didn't have the dog. So that's been a huge thing for me to start to do.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Baby steps, yeah.
Baby steps for you too. Like, yeah.
Baby steps at a time and just figure out what comes your way. You know, you've got to give something a try.
That's it. And who normally wins the race?
God, they're so fast. They're so fast. He's,
look, don't want to say, but he's got experience.
Yeah, he's got experience.
He's a fast doggo.
He's got experience. But, you know, it's amazing how two lonely hearts connect.
That's it.
Right? And that's what we have here. We have a beautiful story. How each you found each other and how you're taking that path, you know, together.
It's a beautiful journey.
Yeah,
it's so gorgeous and so inspiring to hear. Well, after all, we are at IPL Radio and it's called Inspire Radio. So that's what it's all
inspiring,
about.
Inspiring passionate lives. Yeah.
And then on that note, I'd like to extend an open offer to the listeners and the wider community. If anyone is interested in finding out how they can start their own journey with an assistance dog, can contact me through the radio and I'm happy to share my experience and answer any individual questions people have.
Yeah, that would actually be a good idea to give people some thought.
That's great, yeah.
I'm sure Tristan will try and throw in a link or something in the description of the video because this will post it online. So
perfect.
And he popped his head up before.
Are you organised with an organisation or are you thinking of doing one of your own?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I'd love to inspire people on a community level and I want to be involved in Story Dogs.
Oh, wow, yes.
Which is taking the dog to schools.
Yes, that would actually be really interesting
have
as well.
Have you met up with the people from Story Dogs?
I've started to, yes.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They are, they are. And the dog will go to the school and then the children actually read to the dog, which can help to empower the child to read because they become the teacher.
Yep. Oh, but how cute
it is
that?
It is cute. It's so really cute.
And it's that the same thing, like it's helping that mental connection as well. You know,
absolutely.
The kids need that too.
Absolutely.
Especially some kids that haven't got that confidence to speak up and to read or whatever. They find it when they're speaking and reading to dogs.
It is a confidence. And you don't have to be an assistance dog to get involved in Story Dogs.
No.
It can be a pet. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But on that hand, like, we want to find out more about you and maybe we can have you on again later on, you know, if you would like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that'd
we'd really like to, Jodie, because we've really enjoyed talking to you today. You've made me see things from a bright light, and after seeing Mav, it's given me some thought of how lucky you are to have a great dog, and that's something I really like about you. Your compassion and the way how you care for dogs has made me feel so inspired throughout all of this.
Oh, wow. And thank you so much for having me.
He's got a way with words, eh?
Yeah. It's given me a lot of confidence as well coming on the radio and talking about Mav because it's inspired me to think about a few new things as well. So thank you very much.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, it's like beginning a new chapter of your life and you never know what you can achieve until you give it a go.
That's it, exactly.
You know that you have people here that will be by your side and help you, you know, and we can support in any way, and we will do it for you and Mav, and any endeavors you want to go forward, it's just a great idea.
Right.
And we will be one of them every step of the way for whatever you need.
Great, thank you. And I would love to come back on the radio and be part of the community.
We'd absolutely love to have you back on if that's okay with you.
Perfect, I look forward to it.
Thank you so much again, Jodie, for bringing Mav in and for seeing you for this lovely interview. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Great, I've enjoyed it too. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I will be back in a minute. I'm just going to play More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees.